but soon my line was out, and following it back, I emerged from the opening where I entered. I saw no living thing within. Naught was there but bones. Cutting me a green measuring-rod, I once more dived within the skeleton. From their arrow-slit in the skull, the priest perceived me taking the altitude of the final rib. "How now?" they shouted. "Darest thou measure this, our God? That's for us." "Aye, priests." "Well, how long do you make him, then?" But hereupon a fierce contest rose among them, concerning feet and inches. They cracked each other's sconces with their yardsticks. The great skull echoed, and seizing that lucky chance, I quickly concluded my own admeasurements. These admeasurements I now propose to set before you. But first be it recorded that, in this matter, I am not free to utter any fancied measurement I please, because there are skeleton authorities you can refer to test my accuracy. There is a Leviathanic Museum, they tell me, in Hull, England, one of the whaling ports of that country, where they have some fine specimens of finbacks and other whales. Likewise, I have heard that in the Museum of Manchester in New Hampshire, they have what the proprietors call, quote, "the only perfect specimen of a Greenland or river whale in the United States," end quote. Moreover, at a place in Yorkshire, England, Burton Constable by name, a certain Sir Clifford Constable has in his possession the skeleton of a sperm whale, but of moderate size, by no means of the full-grown magnitude of my friend King Tranquo's.